You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
It's Anointed Tuesday. Our monthly theme is Empowered by Grace from Psalm 84, verse 11. Empowered by Grace. For the Lord is a sun and shield, the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Now we've been studying and praying on the anointing my teacher. And it's been from the opening scriptures, Isaiah 33 verse 6, which reads, "And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure." Focusing on knowledge, the importance of knowledge in the life of not just the believer, but in the life of the minister. And Hosea 4, 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I also reject thee, and that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." Again, emphasizing on the minister being knowledgeable, not of wrong information, but of God's word, which is right information. Today, we are moving further to the anointing my instructor, not just my teacher, but my instructor. And our first point is that the Holy Spirit teaches. It's very important for us to note that the Holy Spirit teaches and doesn't just teach, but he instructs. So the key note there is that the teachings of the Holy Spirit are instructions that require action. So Romans chapter 2 verse 13 reads, "For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified." And James chapter 1 verse 22 also reads, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So we are supposed to move from hearing to doing, to manifest God's glory, or to manifest as sons of God and daughters of the Most High. We are supposed to move from just hearing what the Spirit says to processing what we hear from the Holy Spirit as instructions, where we become doers, not just hearers. The Lord be our strength in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The instructions of the Holy Spirit, they preserve us. Okay, so when we become doers, when we don't just hear, but we act on it, we act on what we hear from the Holy Spirit through God's word, The plan of preservation of the Lord for our lives are activated. In Psalm 27 verse 10, it reads that when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Verse 11, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies." Verse 12, "Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty." So you see in Psalm 27, the verse 11, "Teach me thy way." Of course, it's not just to hear that these are the ways of the Lord, or to hear this or that, but receiving that information becomes instruction. "Teach me thy way, so that what I walk with what you are telling me, I work with it." What you are telling me becomes instructions. It becomes my leading in a plain path. What you say leads me. because of why? My enemies. Every believer, and particularly ministers, have enemies. Now, we came to meet the ongoing feud or war between the two forces. Of course, Satan rebelling against the Creator, the one who made all of us, the Most High God. Satan, therefore, sees man as his arch enemy, someone to attack, because he knows that in attacking man, he has or he gets to get back at God. But the Lord has already won the battle through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And to be able to stay in that plan of victory, we need to see what the Spirit tells us through God's word as instructions which we ought to go by, and then we'll be delivered from the enemy. Scripture says that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal but mighty to God, to the pulling down of strongholds. The enemies we are talking about are spiritual. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality and powers, rulers of darkness or the wicked spirits. These are the entities we are dealing with. Sometimes you see physical manifestations, but behind these physical manifestations opposing you as a minister are spiritual entities that are only operating through available vessels. However, we'll constantly experience preservation and deliverance from all these attacks by being doers of the word of God. The Lord help us. The Lord help us. In Psalm 119 verse 105, the word of God reads that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When you obey God's word, you walk in light. You don't fall prey to wicked forces or darkness, the schemes of the enemy. You don't fall prey to them. And that is why you need to give your life to Christ Jesus. Life starts with Jesus. When you give your life to Christ, and by the help of his Holy Spirit, you are able to walk according to his ways. So today, I don't want you to go back to your old ways. You need to repent and then walk according to the ways of the Lord by the leading of his Holy Spirit. It starts with surrendering your life to Christ Jesus. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, today I come before your throne of grace. Have mercy upon me. I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. I cannot help myself. Please, from today, I surrender my life to you. I turn away from my old ways. And Lord, I accept you as my Savior and my King. Please fill me with your Spirit that from today I be empowered to live a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Now let's all pray or say this prayer. Father in heaven.
Father in heaven,
I thank you for your love bestowed on me.
I thank you for your love bestowed on me.
I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Please grant me the grace to abide by the instructions of the Holy Spirit.
To abide by the instructions of the Holy Spirit.
So this time you are praying that the Lord will empower you to live by his instructions. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. You can't do it by your own strength. It takes the grace of the Lord. It takes the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to be able to live to please him. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
bless the name of the Lord in worship.
Bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.